Hello again, and welcome to Coach's Corner with Peter Sanderson Dykes here on English Waves. This week, I'll be sharing a few insights from the world of coaching on the theme of improving your communication skills, and I'll focus specifically on how to socialize. This topic is frequently brought up by clients. A person can be very skilled in negotiating, handling difficult questions after a presentation, or satisfying a rather difficult, or as I should say, challenging customer. But when it comes to making small talk during the coffee break or entertaining the same customer over dinner, he or she can be at a loss for words. The first time I encountered someone with this problem was a few years ago. The lady in question, who had an excellent level of English, was in charge of a Paris-based financial institution, which had offices in New York and London. The monthly meetings, which she chaired, took place in English. And she was extremely skilled and efficient. They started and finished on time, the agenda was in general respected, and progress was made. But she dreaded the post-meeting small talk. She rarely understood the jokes and, on the whole, could not follow the conversations which jumped from one cultural reference to another. The worst example, so she told me, was when one of the people mentioned Fergie. She made a comment about Prince Andrew and the royal family, but she was shocked by their amused and possibly mocking response. They had been speaking about Sir Alex Ferguson, then manager of Manchester United. As a result, she spoke even less and gained an undeserved reputation for being cold or unfriendly. So, what did we do to fix this? Well, nothing too complex or radical, to be honest. We made a list of the subjects that people often speak about, family, sport, holidays, and so on, as well as the current affairs of the day, avoiding religion and politics for obvious reasons. I also gave her a series of general knowledge questions, which included references to the Ashes, Hadrian's Wall, and Coronation Street. Her task was to use various internet websites, in English of course, to find the answers, and read a little around the subject too. And it worked. She found it amusing, rather like a game of Trivial Pursuit, and started taking a more active interest in events that she otherwise would have ignored. At that time, Tony Blair had just resigned and decided to become a Roman Catholic. Why was this important, she asked me. What are the Chiltern Hundreds? Who was Gordon Brown? And so on. Her biggest success took place during a coffee break. She turned to her London-based colleague and said, "You must be disappointed about the Ashes then." England had just been walloped 5-0 down under. Her colleague replied, "Yes, of course." How do you know about that?" And she explained that I was coaching her in socializing skills. The ice broke. The others realized that she was not unpleasant, just uncomfortable. And they were more careful and respectful during the breaks, even giving her a few topics to follow up on. If you have ever been in the same uncomfortable situation of, "What are we going to talk about now?" then you fully understand how important it can be to give a good image of yourself. An area to focus on by way of preparation is to create a similar sort of list to the one I mentioned earlier. About 10 everyday topics, family, sport, hobbies, etc. And if you work with people who are interested in France, you can easily add French cooking, luxury products, or general culture to this list. That should allow you to keep going for a while. If starting proves difficult, why not use "Have you come far today?" an expression which apparently is often used by the Queen when meeting someone for the first time. Or "Have you been here before? Do you like this city?" and so on. The other phase which can be challenging is how to avoid those awkward silences which seem to last for hours. A quick, "So, have you ever?" followed up with, "Tasted frog's legs, snails, cassoulet, visited the Louvre, seen the Capitole, walked along the Promenade des Anglais," and so on, is a good way for creating a new dialogue. As you become more interested and experienced, you may want to discuss the finer points of cricket, the difference between Sillimedon and Sillimedoff, for example, or why William Roach has only ever appeared in Coronation Street. In short, it should make socializing more interesting and lead to better relationships with your business colleagues, and there's nothing wrong with that. This is Peter Sanderson-Dykes of English Waves. Thank you for listening to Coach's Corner.